So here Paul includes himself. We have to account for God. And I think what Paul is alluding to is none of the things we discussed about the Bema seat. But I want you to take you back to what he said earlier to the Corinthian church. He said this, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize." Here Paul is talking about stretching out with all that is within him to obtain the prize that lay ahead. He said this, "So run that ye may obtain, and every man that striveth for the masteries is temperate in all things." Now they do it, and he's talking about the games that were run all over Greece, as been mentioned earlier. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. "I therefore do run not as certainly. So fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." If that isn't a challenge to live what you preach, I don't know what other scripture is. You know, Paul is speaking of the disciplined life that he needed to live in order to achieve his goals in life. He likened that discipline to that of an elite athlete. You know, every man that competed at the Olympic Games had to have guaranteed that he trained for a year. It was a trust thing. He would be judged on the field of whether he had kept that rule, and every man had to be honest and say, "No, I only did it for 11 months, and the judge would disqualify him. He could not receive the prize even if he won it. You know, the athletic games were held, and this is a very important thing to remember in the Greek culture, that every athletic meet that was held to honour their gods. It's very interesting. In Olympia, they honoured the god Zeus. Zeus was the god of, or according to them, was the god of the sky and the ruler of all the Olympian gods. And as a wild olive leaf was sacred to Zeus, when the athletes were rewarded at the Bema, they received a wild olive wreath to wear for the day. And it's here I think Paul is talking about the receiving of rewards. You see, the Bema was not the place where the race was judged. The race was judged on the field by the judges. You see, if a man competed in the athletes, and say he won the race, the judges would go to him on the field and they would question him. First one we mentioned, trained for a year. Second, did you run the race legitimately? Now everybody knows that one of the great problems if you don't run your lane in long races is elbows in the ribs and feet in front of it. It's something they have judges stationed all around an athletic run now to make sure that they're run. But in Greek days it was an honour thing. Did you compete honourably? These would all be questioned by the judge on the field. But once the judge was satisfied all the requirements had been met, they would be sent to the Bema to receive a reward. The dignitaries of the city would be sitting there and they would be rewarded. They were given prizes. You know, the judgment seat has nothing to do with your sin or my sin. I thank the Lord that Isaiah records the fact when he speaks to the nation of Israel, but it speaks to my heart, that as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our sin from us. You know, he speaks to the nation and he says, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as wool." You know, I came from the leather and textile field. You ever tried to bleach red dyed material? It's almost impossible. You cannot get red out. If you want to believe me, spill raspberry cordial on your carpet. and see how successful you are. Red is one of the worst dyes to remove. But what does he say? Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as wool. The cross dealt with my sin question. This is not a question of judging sin. This is all about works. And we need to make sure that the lives we live are well-pleasing to him. It is not a judgment that we will lose our salvation, but it may be a judgment that all those things we thought we did for Christ will be burned up like hay and stubble. Only those eternal things will remain. This, Paul uses the term to explain the mystery of how God will reward his servants. In Pythia, they honoured the god Apollo. Apollo, according to the Greek gods, was the son of Zeus. He was the god of music, playing a golden lyre, and he was the archer shooting with a silver bow. He was the god of healing, who taught man medicine, the god of light, the god of truth, who cannot speak a lie. He had many titles, and one of Apollo's more important daily tasks was to harness his chariot with four horses and drive the sun across the sky. That's Greek mythology. Well, the spruce tree was sacred to Apollo, and those that competed in the games there would receive a spruce wreath to wear for the day. In Corinth, and this is what Paul is talking about, they honoured the god Poseidon. Poseidon was the god of the sea, the protector of all waters. He was the brother of Zeus, according to Greek mythology. And after the overthrow of their father, he drew lots with Zeus and Hades, another brother, for shares of the world. So they divided the world up. And the prize was to become lord of the sea. You know, he's writing to the church at Corinth to explain the bema seat of Christ. They fully understood what the bema was used for. They were well aware that it was used for the Corinthian games. They were one of the major events in Corinth in Greece at that time. And the laurel tree was sacred to Poseidon, and they would receive a laurel wreath to wear for the day. They also gave them these things: fresh celery, pine branches, and dried celery. They would carry those for the day as signs that they were victors.